earth, and sky.
One could look out the window of the airplane and see the air as brown as you were flying, even though you're hundreds or thousands of miles from the nearest big city.
That's Daniel Murphy describing a haze over the Arctic.
Murphy's a lead scientist on a project to study Arctic air pollution for possible links to climate change in the region. And he told us scientists suspect that air pollutants created by human activities are creating Arctic haze and speeding up polar ice melt.
Murphy's team loaded a P3 aircraft with nearly 30 scientific instruments to measure the quantity and characteristics of fine particles, clouds, and trace gases. In April 2008, they made 6 data-gathering flights from Fairbanks, Alaska, to points north.
And one of the reasons for going to the Arctic is that when particles interact with sunlight, it makes a difference when there's a white surface underneath the air or if there is a normal continental or oceanic dark surface.
That's because dark particles in the air, such as soot, warm the atmosphere more if they're over a white surface. Soot on the snow makes the snow melt faster. The team also wants to determine the origin of the pollutants.
It's pretty clear there's more than one source. They're coming from a variety of both locations, different parts of the world, and types of sources as well.
Our thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.